You people, all both great and small, these few lines penned by me. Here's of a man, and he's now deprived of his good liberty. Shut up in close confinement for deed that he has done, and here I fear he must remain till his race on earth is run. My name it is Benjamin Dean, my age is 41. I was born in New Brunswick near the city of St. John, close by the Bay of Fundy, where the seagulls loud do call as they rock with pride on the silvery tide as the billows rise and fall. I was raised by honest parents, brought up in the fear of God. They have long been slumbering beneath that native sod. Side by side they're slumbering in that quiet cemetery as the willows weep before the breeze way off the deep blue sea. When I arrived in Berlin Falls just 20 years ago, Berlin was not near as large as what that it is now. Men of every nationality, they were working there, for work with plenty, wages good, and each man got his share. The businessmen of Berlin were making money fast. I thought that I would invest before the boom had passed. Buildings bought on German Street and into business went. I ran a fruit and candy store, likewise a restaurant. My business proved successful. I did the right by all. Gained the favors of the rich, likewise the great, the small. To my surprise, before a year had fully rolled around, in glittering gold I did possess 'twas near £2,000. The coming year I wed with one, the fairest of the fair. Her eyes were of the heavenly blue, and dark brown was her hair. Her cheek was like the early rose, her form graceful and fair. Her step was like the early light, and her breath was light as air. I own I loved this fair young bride, she proved a prudent wife. Little did she ever think someday I'd take her life. The day I gained her promise, her hand to me she gave. It would have been better far for her had she went to her grave. She was raised by honest parents, and raised most tenderly. Little did they ever think that she'd be slain by me. As the years roll swiftly by down on the fields of time, I found the fields of pleasure and to the fields of crime. 'Twas then I began my wild career, all for the thirst of gold. My business up on German Street for the goodly price I sold. Buildings bought on Main Street, I paid a handsome sum, ran a free and easy house, went right to selling rum. My former friends of high degree, my company soon did shun. Still I was contented in this life that I'd begun. Gold and silver like a brook came flowing into me. By its glitters I was blinded, and the danger could not see. My wife, she often told me my steps I should retrace. She says, dear Ben, this path you trod leads to death and disgrace. Had I her warning heeded, I would not be here now, and she might too been living with no stain upon her brow. I carefully approached my house and opened the hall door. Made my way to my wife's room, 'twas on the upper floor. The very things of hell, it seemed, were stamped upon my mind. From the bosom of another man, my fair one had reclined. I drew a loaded pistol and aimed it at her breast. When she saw the weapon, for mercy she did cry, "For God's sake, Ben, don't shoot me, for I'm not fit to die." I heeded not her warning, in a moment she was dead. "For God's sake, Ben, you shot me," was the last word she ever said. The trigger of my pistol, it moved too quick or slow, or another soul would have passed that day onto the fields of woe. The last time that I saw my wife, she was laying on the floor, her long and wavy dark brown hair stained with the crimson gore. The sun shone through the windows upon her clay-cold face as the officers led me away from that polluted place. I have two daughters living, their orphans in the way. Should you chance to meet them, treat them kindly, I pray. Don't shy them for this crime I've done, for on them it will rest in future years, long after, when I'm mouldering back to dust. Now come all young men, a warning take from this sad tale of mine. Don't sacrifice your life for the gold and silver kind. Let truth and honor be your guide, oh, you'll success to climb. Success the ladder to the top, and don't disdain like mine.